This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I just asked on Facebook, put up a Fox News article that is talking about Williston, McKenzie County, Watford City, and the headline of the article, FoxBusiness.com, fracking powers North Dakota. Williston, Watford City, McKenzie County, the fastest growing micro area in America. Town lifted by oil boom that made North Dakota second biggest oil producing state in the U.S. Here's my question. First of all, a little tongue in cheek, I said, breaking news, oil and gas development provides high paying jobs, grows communities, and fills tax coffers to pay for schools, roads, bridges, and water projects. Then I added, duh. We know that. We live it, right? And, of course, not only what happens in oil and gas production in the Bakken, but the ripple effect is, of course, all across North Dakota for all those benefits. And a bonus, more American energy means less money in the pockets of terrorists. But the Biden regime has canceled pipelines and used an executive order to take federal lands, one-fourth of U.S. oil production off limits. So what does that do? Basic economics, folks, 101, driven gas prices up. My question for you is this, and it's the first question for Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Are they that dumb, or is this all by design? You answer that question for me. I'll ask it of Senator Kevin Cramer. Our Talk Radio Town Hall is all hour long. Your questions or comments are welcome for him. At 701-258-0550, or text me today, 701-367-2054. Senator Cramer, happy Thanksgiving to you, sir, and you and your family and everybody else.
And all the listeners.
And all our fine listeners. Exactly right, on the Talk Radio Town Hall. They're the best, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
So, my question of the day, are the Biden regime, is Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, are they that dumb, or is this all by design?
Yes. Yes. And the word yes. So let me elaborate. I have been sort of astounded, frankly, by the basic intellectual incompetence of the administration. And there's a lot of them I like. Believe me, I don't mean to just pick on the whole lot all the time, because there are some I really like. But here's what I think their biggest problem of all is. First of all, there are a fair number that really are basically economically, intellectually challenged. But remember, Scott, it's not just a small strain of the Democratic Party. Large chunks of the Democratic Party are now socialists. That's what they call themselves. They use words like progressive to describe themselves, democratic socialists. They don't say Marxist yet, but they basically, recite Marxism on a regular basis. And so you have that driving force for some. Now, that you can say, well, they're not. That doesn't make them dumb. That just makes them philosophically different. No, it's really dumb. I mean, anybody that's knows history, the world history, knows that Marxism, socialism does not work anywhere. It's never worked. It's not going to work here. But yet that's what they strive for. On the other hand, you also have some people who I do think really do know better, but they're challenged by political loyalty. And I don't really know when it comes to Joe Biden himself. I think he's much more liberal than people maybe thought he was, Scott. But he's also fairly unaware, it appears. He's transactional, so you can make a deal with him. The problem is he doesn't believe he has to make any deals with Republicans because all of his deals have to be made with, again, back to these socialist Democrats. So it's a weird combination, I think, of being that dumb, as you put it, and then being part of a conspiracy. And that conspiracy, I think, has a lot to do with just promoting socialism. Now, on the other hand, looking at things globally, Scott, for whatever reason, they don't believe in the exceptionalism of America. They strive to be more like other countries that would give anything to be us. And I think that's very peculiar as well. I worry a lot about it on one hand. On the other hand, let me tell you who's not fooled. The American people. They are not fooled. You cannot tell them they're doing great when things cost a lot more and are going up at a much higher, fast pace than their incomes are. So anyway, we'll see, but I think it's a combination of all of those things.
Questions or comments for Senator Kramer? Welcome today. Let's go to Minot first up, and Ron has a question. 2580550 on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Ron. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Senator. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have three questions about veteran issues. The first is concurrent receipt. Is there any way that could be applied to all percentage of disability as opposed to 50% and above?
So I'm having a little bit hard time, Scott, hearing him.
He has three questions about veteran issues, and the first one was on concurrent receipt. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I think what he, okay, so I'll let him explain if he wants, but I think what he's talking about is when you earn multiple benefits, shouldn't you be able to get, receive all of them as opposed to say, if you were injured in battle or in war or on the job and you are retired, honorably discharged, all those things, should you, and by the way, survivor benefits as well, should you be able to earn, or you've earned all of them, should you be able to receive more of them? And I think you should. I've often introduced legislation to do exactly that, or at least to raise that percentage, to his point. If you're 50% disabled versus 75% or 25%, all of those things, I think you should be able to receive the benefits you earn serving our country, not just the benefits that the country wants to give you. It's not double dipping, if you will, when you earn multiple benefits.
Get your answer on point one, Ron.
That's what I'm looking for. Currently, if you're less than 50%, they take that out of your retirement pay, and it just doesn't get taxed. As opposed to when you're above 50, you get. Okay, my second one, sir, was retirement pay. Is there any way there could be a fixed raise in there? I retired in 2006. We got no retirement raises under President Bush, none under President Obama, one every year under President Trump, but at least to match cost of living.
Well, again, here's your problem with the VA is they're very, what shall I say, they're very tight. Now, I want to be fair. It's not like it's free to the taxpaying public. However, gets back to the fundamentals of earning, you're getting what you've earned. And to me, there ought to be a COLA with the veterans benefits, Scott, as well as other benefits. So again, this is stuff that I've worked on. We've made little gains here and there. We've never caught up completely with a growing economy. And by the way, with inflation as it is now, you're really going to be going backwards if we don't get that fixed. So I support it. We have to prioritize the things that need to be prioritized.
And question three, Ron.
Yeah, finally to manipulate. Sorry to manipulate so much of your time, but there's a travel reimbursement for veterans who have to travel for medical care. I had a lot of appointments this year in Minot and Bismarck for some medical issues. That mileage reimbursement rate is 16 cents a mile, as opposed to the 50-some cents a mile that the industry standard is, the state reimbursement rate is. Is there a reason for that?
I don't know the reason for that other than to say it's probably allocated based on an appropriation or however much they believe they have, as opposed to what you're actually paying. And so, and there may be some combination of thought about it, about, you know, if they're traveling to a larger community, they may be doing other things as well. Should, you know,
here's my question, Senator Kramer. What does a bureaucrat get when they're going from office to office?
Well, for sure. You know, when they're traveling for their work, they're getting whatever the going rate is. It's exactly right. It's exactly to your point.
They pay veterans the same. And what would it take to do that? We'll tackle that when we come back, and more calls when we...
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ND. Truckwash.com.
This is Top. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour, Friday edition of the show, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. If you didn't get enough comfort food on the Thanksgiving, today might be the day. PetroServe USA, come on in. I-94, Valley City location, one of the famous PetroServe locations of Exit 292. Just head north there for the home cooking, for the grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love... some good old-fashioned chicken fettuccine today. When I was in there last week, I said, you know, I need a burger. I need a perfect burger, and they make a perfect burger with Valley Meats, the famous Valley Meats there in Valley City. Chicken fettuccine, pulled pork with gravy today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo's going pizza and burgers. Meatloaf on NP Avenue. Federal Serve USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Lots of bison gear, too, with a countdown, lots of games before they head to Frisco. In the Fargo Dome, if you don't have the best bison gear, by golly, they are the official convenience store of the NDSU Bison. Stop and see them right there. Senator Kevin Cramer with us in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Just to finish on the call from Minot, and, you know, Donald Trump, the caller was asking about reimbursement if you live, hundreds of miles away from VA. A hospital, veterans get $16 a mile reimbursement. Donald Trump had a great, I thought, some might say overly simplistic, but it just said, look, veterans ought to be able to plop down a card and get care wherever they are, no matter what, not have to travel like this veteran was asking for, but, you know, higher reimbursement. Why not just give them care where they are? How is the Trump plan surviving under the Biden regime?
Senator? Well, I think, to the degree the Veterans Act that we passed under President Trump, I think it's working as well. I don't know if it's as well as it was intended, but it's working okay. But there are still these things to be worked out at the bureaucratic level. However, his question was not so much about traveling to a veteran's hospital. He was talking about, I think, day-to-day care. So he mentioned a couple of trips to close-by communities, which is different. That's probably to a clinic, maybe a veterans clinic. There are these clinics that we have beyond just the hospital in Fargo. Traveling, I think, to the hospital in Fargo from a place like mine, there probably is a better rate of reimbursement. But if you're going to an appointment at what's called a CBOC community-based clinic, then it might be different. So I'm not familiar with every detail like that, Scott. And I'm not sure that the bill that we passed under President Trump addressed that part of it. But yes, you ought to be able to get care wherever you are, in whatever community you're in, if that's what you want. And on the other hand, if you want, and there are certain types of care that veterans hospitals and veterans clinics are better equipped for, then you ought to get paid for the travel to go to those places. I absolutely agree. But it is a little more complex.
But let's say you agree 100% and say, you know what, it ought to be the same as a bureaucrat gets for going from federal office to federal office. We're going to pay federal employees that. Why not pay our veterans that? That, to me, sounds like a no-brainer, obviously. But there'd be a price tag on that. But
right.
Who would say, no, bad idea? I mean...
Scott, you'd be shocked at the fights we've had over reimbursement issues, even just this year in committee. There are a lot of things that cost lots and lots of money that the veterans groups want that the VA won't do. And it's not just because they don't want to. It's a lot of times it is literally about the amounts of money. And it's not, when I say lots, I mean, I'm talking about you'd have to find a lot of revenue someplace. So it's not quite as simple as just pay them whatever it takes to get someplace. Because remember, in fairness to the federal bureaucrat, we're not saying they shouldn't get paid for going to work from office to office, you know, as part of their reimbursement. But with a veteran's benefit, you're talking about an earned benefit in retirement or, you know, after you've left service. But that doesn't make you, you know, it's not part of your job, if you will.
What I'd like to do is find the member of Congress that thinks that's a bad idea. It should be,
you would be shocked, I think.
It should be 535 to 0. 100 members of the Senate, 435 members of the Senate.
No, it wouldn't be close to that.
But I just want to know their names, and we can proceed from there. Jim in Bismarck for Senator Kevin Cramer. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Scott, how you doing?
Hey, Jim.
Great.
Hey, I got a quick question. I donated a good chunk of money, well, not a good chunk, but a very reasonable amount with District 8. And the more I dig into it, the ex-chairman took it all out and won't give it back to District 8. And I get the runaround, everybody I call, and I feel my money from District 8 should go to District 8, but with the restructuring and all this going on, so I guess my question is, there's so much more to the story. I don't have a lot of, I don't want to go into the name and everything, but I can't get anybody to give me a reason why I can't get my money back or get it back into District 8. It's crazy what's going on there.
Well, you're talking to a former executive director of the Republican Party in North Dakota and former chairman, too. So maybe you've got to harken back to the bylaws and all the other machinations that come with party politics in the state. Right, Kevin?
Well, probably. It's clearly not in the purview of Congress. However, that, to your point about it even took me a little while to know what he's talking about when he said District 8. So we're talking about District 8, the North Dakota Republican Party. And I gather through your explanation, some of this has to do with the fact that district lines have been changed. And now whatever contributions you made to District 8 previous to the change, aren't necessarily going to what, to the cause you thought it was going to, or the geographic area you thought it was. I don't know what the bylaws, rules, enforcement, or even the state law might say about it. I would say this. Political parties govern themselves. I mean, they are created in law, that the parties aren't, but the law creates districts, it creates precincts, it gives some semblance of organizational, structure. But then it's up to the parties to govern themselves. So clearly this is an issue for your party leadership, with regard to whether or not I don't know, whether there's some historical precedent one way or the other. I would guess it's just a matter of the current leadership and, after they draw the lines, now look at, where the donors lived. I will tell you my personal view is that whatever you did in the past was based on whatever the circumstance was then, and whatever's new, is going forward, not retroactive.
But did you say, Jim, you're not getting an answer from party officials? I mean, have you tried Perry Schaefer, state party chair, as an example? Or?
Yeah, he's going out. He's on his way out. And the guy who took all the money and took it out and put it into his name, he won't give it back. And I am still in District 8. And how does Governor Burgum, why is he appointing the new chairman? That's what I want to know.
Well, he's not. The state party chair is, and that happened because of legislation. We can touch on that and the changes behind that when we come back, Jim. But I would call Perry Schaefer just so you at least know the rules related to District 8. We'll ask Kevin the other question when we come back. And Clinton Bismarck's waiting, too. Now go
ahead. E.J. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America's back. There's nothing we're unable to overcome.
Santa is coming, Mr. President.
I'm waiting for Santa.
President Biden, with help from mainstream media outlet NBC News, touts America is exactly where she should be. This has Americans struggle with inflation and a loss of liberties from vaccine mandates that some call unconstitutional, since Congress had no say in Biden's demands. Conservative journalist David Webb on Fox News has a different view of America's direction.
Build back backwards. There's no better here. This is someone who doesn't want the economy to function as it does. The president has theorists and ideologues and Keynesian economists.
The World Health Organization is meeting Friday to discuss a new COVID-19 variant out of Africa. The United Kingdom is already blocking flights from several South African nations as of Friday. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On What's On Your Mind, we're live at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 today. Senator Kramer has somehow the stars align because he ends up being on the air when we're doing live broadcast from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. How about that, Vince? So we have, you know, Senator Kramer and Bradbury, big fans.
Love Bradbury.
Yeah, coach of the UND hockey team last hour, and Senator Kramer, more of our calls, questions, and comments for him in a moment after you tell me why folks should come on Black Friday to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Well, we weren't going to run any promotions, and we decided let's just do it because we have a lot of saunas in stock. We have the table game tables in stock. So just kind of what I thought would be nice is come in, take a chance on your health and wellness, buy a sauna, buy a hot tub, buy a game table, and we're going to give you a $500 Christmas gift certificate that you can give as a gift or, you know, use it later on in the year. So in today's world with rising prices on everything, it's just, I know, $500, but it'll go.
Absolutely. Not to mention, you can have all the leftovers you want. Because if your wellness system is better, you're going to burn the calories, right?
That's right.
It's like exercising, but you're sitting in a sauna.
So technically, you burn 300 calories in a half-hour session in a traditional sauna. That's not bad.
No, exactly right.
Couple that with exercise, you're on the right track.
Boosting the immune system? Can't beat it.
Can't.
Bismarck, on the expressway in front of Walmart. Grand Cities Mall right in front of there in Grand Forks. And, of course, 13th Avenue South. Just to the east of Cheyenne and 9th, and to the west of West Acres. So come find us next to Spitfire, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Black Friday specials a go-go. Thanks, Vince.
You're welcome. Thanks, Scott.
Senator Kevin Kramer is here. The caller, Jim, still on the line, I guess, for more of an answer, asked specifically about Governor Burgum appointing district chairs. And, again, we're asking a U.S. senator about party politics, but obviously, Kevin, you know, if you're a member of the Republican Party and you're at the top of the ticket, as you and Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, and Governor Burgum are, you're going to get questions like this. He asked specifically, why is the governor appointing district chairs? I believe what he's referring to is the legislation in the special session because of new districts that gave Perry Schaefer the opportunity to do that. We did talk to Perry on Monday on the program, and he said that he would be appointing, I believe, six new district party chairs, and had hoped the legislators would do that. If legislators wouldn't do that, then he would be asking them for their input on who it should be. What is your opinion on that? Should there be legislation to appoint district chairs? We're not hearing Senator Kramer. Brad.
Yeah, how's that there?
I can hear you.
When vacancies occur, there needs to be something. And when a transition, which happens every 10 years, occurs, there has to be some way to do it. Probably there's no perfect way to do it. I'm not crazy about, this is just my instinct, Scott, but I'm not crazy about the idea of a state chairman appointing local chairs. They're usually in party politics and in self-governance, it goes the other way around, you know. The grassroots elect the up the ladder, not the other way around. But there are these circumstances that require sort of an extraordinary situation. Here's what I know about Perry Schaefer. I know him well. I think he's a great state party chairman. And my observation of Perry in this circumstance is he's doing exactly right. While he has the authority as per the legislation to appoint, he is consulting thoroughly at the local level, whether it's with legislators and other activists and party officials, leaders. That's the way a good leader does it. That's the way Perry Schaefer is doing it. I don't know that you could ask any more of him. Would there be a better way? Maybe. Would there be a more efficient way? Maybe, but probably not. It's easy to second guess after the fact. But I think the legislature created perhaps the best system they could in this circumstance. Now, one thing I know about Perry, too, is, and I want to stress this because it's so important, he's not looking up for guidance. He's looking other than to God, because Perry's a very prayerful and faithful person. But he's looking down the chain of command for guidance, and that's the way you're supposed to do it when you lead a grassroots organization like the party. So, again, maybe not perfect, but I don't know how Perry can manage it better than he is.
He's been on a couple times with us to answer questions about all of this, and one of the issues that has come up as the reason for the process that was selected through the legislative special session and ultimately signed by the governor was to change the dates of the change the GOP calendar, if you will.
Sure.
What is your opinion about changing, when the primary, should the convention come after the primary as some want, or should it be like it has been for however many years that, by the way, sent you to a member of Congress and Governor Burgum as well, of joining the primary process? Do you think the calendar should change?
So here's where I've been on that. First of all, you're asking somebody who didn't, who's in Congress because I didn't go through the calendar. As you know, I was the first person in North Dakota Republican history, and certainly in Republican history, to run against an endorsed candidate, candidate endorsed at the convention, at the primary that follows the convention. I challenge him, and remembering that there is sort of a misnomer, and we've created it kind of by our traditions in North Dakota, that the parties choose their candidate. They choose them, but they choose them in a primary, in an election process. Our founders were very smart to empower every person, every voter, as opposed to small groups of voters. And I've always liked the primary myself, Scott. When I was a young party chairman 100 years or so ago in the 1992 cycle, I actually broached the topic with the state committee and the executive committee about changing it myself. I really felt like you need to add more people to the process, not exclude people. And so that's always been my position. Whether or not Perry should do it or whether or not the party should do it now, that's up to the grassroots of the party. It absolutely is, and I would yield to them. But I think people have to know, knowing me, that the convention endorsement is not what nominates a party's candidate. The primary nominates a party's candidate. To the degree that's the same person, that's been the rich tradition for a long time in North Dakota, except in two occasions, and one of them is me, and the other one, of course, is Governor Burgum. So I think you can have a meaningful convention after the primary. I think you can have a meaningful convention before the primary. I think if you want your nominee or your choice to be the nominee, you get active in their campaign in the primary, regardless of whether they're endorsed pre-primary or after the primary.
Also, on Jim's point, then we're going to go to the next caller because we've taken an inordinate amount of time here on just a couple of callers. But you ask, we get you the answers. Texter says the caller was referring to the fact that the District 8 treasurer was legally removed due to misappropriation of funds and dereliction of duty. He refuses to give the district committee the books and assets and is holding the money hostage. The NDGOP is trying to reinstate the legally removed treasurer. The removal was finalized on October 20 before redistricting. So that was the story that Jim was calling about. Again,
yeah,
I
don't know anything about it.
I don't either. I would direct him to the state party chair just to get your answers, though. Appreciate the call. All right, Clinton Bismarck, you're next for Senator Kramer. New topic. Go.
Yeah, I'll say the last time I talked to Senator Kramer, my mic got turned off, and Senator Kramer and his bill that I wanted to ask him if he had read it, because I have, but heck, he went on F. Chuck Todd last weekend and he bragged he wrote it. And so I want to challenge him with a few of the things in there. One, you know, and this maybe to some isn't considered garbage, but I think to the majority of his constituents, and we are not his subjects, he wrote in the bill, and supposedly his transportation committee's his, so Title III, Section 13002, page 502 out of 2,700-odd number of pages, you put in a per-mile use fee. And, you know, when you were touting this back in August, I brought up to you, and there again, had my mic turned off, do you know what a Form 2290 with the IRS is? Any idea what that is?
I do not know what that is, but why don't you tell me? And by the way, there is no
federal use,
just so you know.
Federal use tax. Federal use tax that every guy that has a truck over 54,000 pounds has to fill that out. Every farmer has to file for an exemption, or we have to pay $550 a truck. And instead of implementing a brand new tax for coal-fired cars that all of your constituents that have to drive many miles a year are going to get stuck with a new tax, why on earth couldn't you put a line on something that's already in place? It'd be real easy to add a line to that form, and the people that want to drive coal-fired cars collect the tax that way and leave the rest of us alone.
Yeah, no, that might be a
new tax. No good.
Okay, Clint, I'm putting you on hold so we can get an answer. This isn't shutting your mic off. This is a dialogue here. So a couple of questions there. Is there a per-mile use fee that he's talking about here?
No, there's not. There absolutely is not. What he is probably talking about and confused about, Scott, and a lot of people have been confused about this because I think there are some people that would like to sort of promote this idea. What is in the bill, and by the way, I support this part of the bill, too, just so people know. This wasn't like a trick. What's in the bill is a pilot program to allow people to voluntarily submit on a national basis rather than on the state-by-state basis, which has already been done in several states, you know, how many miles they drive. And the reason it's important to gather that information, and he sort of touches on it with his reference to coal-fired cars. With the growth in electric vehicles, in other words, Democrats would like to trade all of our gas or liquid fuel vehicles for electric vehicles. The problem with that is, first of all, I don't support that. And second of all, they don't pay into the highway trust fund. Who pays into the highway trust fund are people who fill their cars with fuel. So what I want to try to find out is what would be the average, tax or the average fee that gets paid over the course of a year by an average American or average North Dakotan if they drive a Tesla instead of a Suburban. Because the Tesla driver, and maybe Tesla's not the right one, but a 100% electric vehicle pays zero in for using the highways. But our highways are funded by people who use the highways through a gas tax. So the point of the pilot is to get a national picture. Like I said, many states have already done this. Some states have a mileage fee, but I just don't think that people who drive gas-powered automobiles should pay all the money for road construction and maintenance, and people who drive electric cars pay nothing into it. So I think we need to find a way to charge people who drive electric cars for using the roads as well as people who drive gasoline cars. I think the vast majority of my constituents actually do think the people that drive electric cars should pay for using the roads, not just the gas-fired automobiles.
More after this, brought to you today by our friends at DACDiesel.com. Get the additives, save you tens of thousands in repairs.
President Trump's next big rally is going to be epic. It's going to happen soon. And Newsmax is the only major cable news channel to air it live. That's right. Hey, it's Scott Hannon for my friends at Newsmax. Now you know why I love them. Get from Newsmax the info on Trump's rally and his big announcements. Text the word ZONE to 39747. ZONE to 39747. And get Trump news, too. You bypass the big media. You get the real news from Newsmax. So just join that Trump list today. ZONE to 39747. And make sure you tune into Newsmax, now America's fourth largest cable news channel. Find it on all major systems. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and let them know you can switch. And it's free. Newsmax.com. Newsmax TV. And don't forget the app. Get the news you can really trust from Newsmax. Text ZONE to 39747. PetroServe USA. Low price fuel, great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. Two Red Bulls, 16-ounce cans for $6. Salted nut rolls, two for a buck. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh. Big 28-pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Links, Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for a buck. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self-defense matters. Hurry to PetroServe USA all month long. Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doorbusters have found us at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Come on in. Great deals on them. I mean, I think they have more saunas in stock here than anywhere in North America. So, you know, all price ranges, financing available. Come on in and see us at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and just make this winter the most enjoyable. Just do everything you can do to build up your immune system. You never know what's coming. All we're hearing about now is a new variant. Ah, yes, exactly. Tony Fauci, little job preservation, I guess, going on. New variant now, so he's going to be out there. A final segment with Senator Kevin Cramer of the Weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's see here. Clint, did you get your answer?
Yeah, thanks for a chance to come back on. The The per mile use fee in Title III, you've written in there that we're going to charge $10 million or spend $10 million per year for 5 years to implement this. And I'm going to go back to you. You're spending our money, not yours, and it take and put a line on Form 2290. It won't cost you $5 to find out how many miles the coal-fired cars drive. They will have to file that form in order to license their vehicle for the next year at the DMV. It is so simple. It'll cost nothing. It's an easy way to bring them into the system. You don't need to mess with our gas tax.
See, here's what's really interesting, Scott, about what Clint's offering, because I think I just finally figured it out. He wants to mandate something right now that people have to do. And what the, we resisted that. And he, and his solution that he's offering up might, maybe that prevails, you know, 5 years from now. If we look and find suddenly that half the cars on the highway or more are electric vehicles. I hope that doesn't happen. I don't believe that's going to happen, but, because I, frankly, we don't have enough electricity production in the United States of America to you know, to do all of that. But setting that aside for a minute, he's talking about mandating. What the bill actually does is it studies this for 5 years to try to get a sense of, and by the way, this is not something Democrats wanted. Democrats don't want electric vehicles to pay to drive. They want to pay people to buy electric vehicles and not charge them to drive on the highways, just charge the people with diesel trucks and gasoline automobiles. So I suddenly get the sense that maybe Clint's working on the other side of things here, because he wants to mandate it today that you have to fill something out that we're not asking you to fill out. So
another texter here, by the way, says North Dakota electric cars pay at the time of registration. The registration fee tripled. Yeah. I figured out I would have to drive 15,000 miles per year to equal out. So the state has estimated these electric miles already. Thanks for having the senator on frequently. His knowledge is vast, quick, and appreciated.
So to that point, Scott, because I think this is a great topic, actually, and I think it would be fun to flesh it out even more with some experts. But so several states have done what North Dakota's done, or they've done other things. You know, they've done this type of a pilot program, made a determination. People either voluntarily submit their miles, or they estimate them. What North Dakota did, which is, I think, the simplest way, and I've heard of other states that have done this, they just, you know, they charge it right up front. It's just part of an annual thing. And to me, that would be the simple route. But not everybody drives the same number of miles. So if you're driving, 10,000 miles a year in your electric vehicle, but your neighbor drives 1,000 miles a year in their electric vehicle, should they both be paying the same? And this is why it's not quite as simple. It maybe doesn't. When you start talking about 5 years and $10 million and all that, it sounds outrageous and probably is. But it's not quite as simple either as just filling out one form. But we need to figure out what's the best way. On the federal level, remember, what North Dakota and the states are doing is this is only for their state gas tax. But the bulk of highway construction and maintenance is funded by the federal government because many decades ago, Congress created the Highway Trust Fund, which is funded by gas tax. And if that needs to be modified or replaced, we want to do it in a way that's equitable, that doesn't overcharge gas-fired or gas-operated vehicles and electric vehicles ride for free.
Thank you, Clint. 90 seconds left, so this is going to have to be a lightning round. A lot of text piling up here. Build back broke. How do you stop it? 30 seconds or less for an answer.
Oh, build back. Yeah, well, we're going to do everything we can to keep the pressure on publicly. I mean, There are 50 Republicans that are voting no matter what it is, unless they create something brand new that makes sense. But it's down to all 50 Democrats, so we just need to make sure that at least one or two or more feel the pressure to not vote for it.
Next question related to Waters of the U.S. and the hearing you had with the EPA. The Biden regime's out to get us. Can you stop them? Asked the texter.
Well, the reason we had the hearing in North Dakota, the only one, by the way, so far, first one, is to build a record that makes it difficult for them to, quote, stick it to us. They want a durable rule. That means one that will sustain legal challenges. My guess is at the end they're going to go too far because liberals can't help themselves and they're getting a lot of pressure from the AOC crowd. So we want to apply pressure from our side. And if all else fails and they still go ahead with a bad rule, we have created a record that will hold up in court when and if it becomes necessary to sue again.
Another texter said, I heard President Trump on Fox this morning talking about the Republicans that voted for the infrastructure bill. I thought I heard Senator Cramer say previously that Trump was okay with the bill, which is right. Only a few seconds for the answer.
Oh, no, he's always been adamantly opposed to it. He and I have had a good long talk about it. He opposes it, and I support it for all the reasons I've stated many times. But I don't make my voting decisions based on what it does to Joe Biden or what it does for Donald Trump, but rather what it does for North Dakota.
Another great hour. Thank you all. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, Senator Cramer. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks,
and the family.
You too.
Brought to you today by our friends at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Do you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.